106.7 K-Junk Country. Hi there, it's Drew on this fine Monday morning. Lots going on this week. It's ACM week. As a matter of fact, with so much going on, Parker McCollum is on the phone. Parker, springtime is rolling and we're getting closer and closer to summer. How jazzed are you?
I kind of noticed a little more pep in my step the last few days with this good weather and warming up a little bit. It seems like life's kind of wanting to get back to normal.
You got to be chomping at the bit to get out there.
Man, I'm soaked. It's been crazy waiting on it for a whole year. Texas is open, and some place been letting us play some shows, so we've gotten to do a little bit, and it's been nice just to get back to it a little bit. So, which is better than nothing right now. But it's man, we're ready.
You know, things have been going pretty good for you here the last couple of years. You got this big number one song, and you've got another one that's already climbing up the charts. But a few years ago, Toby Keith had a song called "How Do You Like Me Now." Have you had a "How Do You Like Me Now" moment when you've been able to go and be like, "Look, I told you"?
You know, Pretty Heart going platinum was kind of the, because I didn't know that it would do that. I didn't even know that was a possibility until it did happen. You're doing something, so it was a great feeling though, man. And it lasts for about a day, and then you're like, "Well, now I got to go do it again."
So the story is that your parents weren't very happy when you were going to go to Nashville. How do they feel about it now?
Man, I think I think it didn't take too long for them to come around, right? Which any parent watching their kid decide to not go to college and say he's going to play music for a living, mathematically the odds are just not good. But man, it's, you know, bust his butt and put in the work. And the coolest part of it all is watching how proud they are and how their faces light up every time something cool happens. I think they sleep a little better at night.
I can guarantee your mom walks around with a big old smile on her face most of the time. That's for sure.
Yeah, she's super proud, man.
Over the last year, lots of things have happened. You made it to the Opry. You've been on national TV. Is there anything that really stands out as the coolest thing for you?
Man, the Opry was something else. It just, it's almost like going to the moon, you know, just not a lot of people can say that they got to do that. And it's probably the same feeling standing on that stage as it is standing on the moon. That was really something that's the only time in my life I walked off stage and I was like, you know what, tonight you're really cool. Tomorrow you're back to average Joe, but tonight you're cool.
I get nervous just watching the Opry. I can't imagine having to entertain the Opry. That's pretty hardcore, but being up for ACM, that's got to be pretty cool too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, honestly, Drew, just being nominated is enough for me. It's such an honor. I've watched the awards for a long time. And so just to see my name up there with so many great artists who have worked just as hard as I have to get their name up there. You know, it's really just being nominated is such an honor.
Parker McCollum, thank you so much for calling in this morning, spending some time with us on ACM week. And you got great songs, man. We're looking forward to big things happening for you.
Oh, thanks, Drew. I appreciate y'all's support, man. Hope to see you soon.